get on here and I yell, welcome to the Freaky Podcast Show, Freaky Crew Podcast Show. And I can't scream today. I'm your host, Mind Freak. This is, I can't stop smiling because there's a legend in the building. And we're going to announce my co-host before I start rambling on. So, hey, young lady. I normally call you a bitch, but I can't use that type of language.
Now
so.
I'm a young lady. You have a yeah, legend yeah. in the house.
Young lady, right.
When did I become a lady?
You became a lady right now.
It's Veruca James here.
Veruca James. And this is a very, very special podcast. And I don't know why I just got all nervous and shy.
You're blushing.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You know niggas don't blush. the most famous
our audience member.
Nah. Her ass is here. Bobby Starr is here today. In the motherfucking house. And no, you won't probably hear her voice. She could probably say hello or something. But she's here. She's fucking bloodshot. And you know, it's perfect.
She's shy.
Right. Oh, let me go back. We are sponsored by JulieLand.com. Woo, Mr. Avery's here. Woo, yeah, whatever.
Who cares?
But it's perfect that she comes in. I'm a firm believer that things happen for a reason. And I have I can say underrated and underappreciated women here. Veruca James, we're gonna go to you last. We're gonna talk about Bobby Starr here. I feel that Bobby Starr is very underappreciated. The reason why I feel that she's very appreciated because of the amount of girls that came in, and I feel that the girls that were around that were getting hot at the time were, you know, some were pretty girls and they were cool. They were a good run and they're just about pretty faces, but all around freaks, you might want to cover the
talk about his mom.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna describe this in the most censored way.
Earmuffs.
All around, yeah, earmuffs. All around performers that were just of a different breed. When I think of a Bobby Starr, I think of a person like a Belladonna. A Kylie Ireland, Amber Rain. These are girls that I would say are different. I can't say what I really want to say because, you know, we're in the presence of something so beautiful that I can't talk to y'all about.
Right on cue.
Never mind. As you can see, it's just the beautiful life over here.
It's the audience.
Right. It's the audience. I think when you have a person like that, and she, I think that the way that she won Performer of the Year was a great way to go out because she left, and you know she's still around doing her own thing, but for overall she's not in the main scene, the main light, but her presence is felt. So I think that, you know,
can you really be underrated though if you win Performer of the Year?
No. I didn't say underrated. I didn't say underrated.
Underappreciated.
I said underappreciated.
Ah.
Underappreciated.
What's the difference?
When you're underrated, that means you're still new and you still have a chance. You still have a way where you can get that limelight because mm-hmm. you're still active. But when you have like underappreciated, that's somebody that's came and they've been in the industry and they gave their all and, you know, the sun is setting on their career. You know, they're going into a different light.
They've had success that has been underappreciated.
Yes.
Got it.
And, you know, Bobby Starr, I think in her heyday, she should have gotten Performer of the Year over some individuals that we all know who we're talking about. But I kind of feel that they missed out on her prime years. And when they gave her, you know, Performer of the Year, she had all sorts of cool shit. She was directing, website going on. But the thing is, what about the Bobby Starr that was going hard, like really high energy scenes? And she was out there just making a fucking mockery out of some of you girls. the five that probably listened to
an
the
actual
show.
Like full time just a performer
right.
putting all of her effort into that
because right. she yeah. was bad. You know what I mean? There was no guy that she did not tackle. She didn't have a long no list. She wasn't picky, and she was a man eater. And you know,
Spiegler
another
girl.
One of the girls that very Spiegler girl, and she's just awesome. So it's great that, you know, she's here. Just like I said, y'all may think that, you know, I'm talking shit and she ain't really here, but she's here.
I'll, in the house.
Right. I'm going to get a picture of her with her, even if it's a toe. I will get a picture with her of her before she leaves. But I just wanted to, you know, begin the show on somebody that was so aspiring. And she actually gave me a shot. To film some of her stuff faster than some of you fuckers out there. So I know she's listening. Thank you so very much for what you're able to do for me. You
what
hear
about
me, girl?
She hears.
She's probably in a bathroom or something.
My question is, because I've always said being underappreciated. I think there's a lot of girls out there that just are really. It's like all the girls get the wrong girls get all the publicity and all the hype and all the. And they're lousy performers, and they get it all for like the wrong reasons. Where there's
yes.
girls out that are amazing performers, but yet like nobody notices or for whatever reasons.
Right, and that brings me to the next conversation, which is my co-host, who's sitting right next to me. She's one of them.
Yeah.
She's another great girl. Face beautiful, eyes beautiful. She doesn't have big ass boobs hanging out her bra. She doesn't have big ass hanging out her fucking panties. But the thing is she's a great all around girl. She will chew you up and spit you out. And I know for a fact that some of you girls wouldn't want to go head to head when it comes to size and anal and all that stuff. It's, you know, and that's the reason why I wanted you to be a part of the Freaky Crew, because you bring something so much different. And not only are you beautiful and you freaky and you're an incredible performer, you actually have a brain.
That's
if
true.
If I only
do you enjoy performing?
I love performing. I mean, I had a corporate job where
right
I made plenty of money before porn.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to do this for money. And honestly, like, it's maybe now the money's catching up, but I started doing it because I was just tired of sitting behind a desk, like wasting away my
when you should be
youth.
Fucking on the desk.
Exactly.
Like, get off the desk right now.
Exactly.
What the fuck is you doing?
Years down the road.
Yeah.
I do it because I love it. And the one awesome thing, not the one, the biggest draw for me to Freaky Crew is the fact that the fans are making the calls. And for me, I've always had a really awesome and very loyal fan base, and I've seen people who maybe pale skin isn't their thing, or maybe they don't like my tattoos or whatever it is about me that's not their thing, but they come and they're like, holy shit, her energy on camera, the chemistry with the other person is undeniable. That's an amazing scene. That's a girl that I love watching. And I think more and more we like push these types of girls, somebody that's just universally sexual, who loves doing what she does, as opposed to the girl with just, you know, like a big mouth who can talk a lot of shit, or, you know, big fake tits that looks like, you know, the typical porn star.
Oof. I know. Don't be a cliche is what I like to always tell people.
Yeah, be yourself.
Yeah, I hate cliches. So is there anybody that you would say is underrated, underappreciated?
Oh, we going.
Wait. But that's behind the camera or creators of porn?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one. You know,
websites or.
I'll say, well, that depends, because who's Gonzo?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, we have, what is her name? Fuck. Why am I drawing a blank? I'm drawing a blank. Dana Vespoli.
Right.
I think she really has something different. She's actually, you know, I was going to say Bobby Starr again. See, she done fucking came around and I can't get her out of my mind. Bonnie Rotten, I'll say she's underappreciated. And the reason why I say that is these women are really trying to show you the blueprint on how you go in this business.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm an advocate for that, because if it wasn't for the girls on this side, we wouldn't have anything. Yeah. So if people pay attention to what these women are doing, Aiden Starr is another one.
I was so ready to interrupt you and say Aiden Starr.
Nah, motherfucker. Don't you,
you
ever.
You thought about that.
Don't you ever.
I can't believe you.
I was right on time. I was right on time.
Yeah.
Right on time.
Aiden Starr is one of them.
Yeah, she's another one of them where she's, I mean, I've seen one of her movies and I said, I don't support that. She has some man tied up and she had a big ass dildo fucking him in the ass. I said,
Aiden's done like a crazy, like, right. Not even comeback though, because I was talking to her the other day. We were sharing a flight to San Francisco, and she's like, "Man, I long for those days in my late 20s where people forgot who I was for a minute." Right. And now it's like she's got these awesome directing gigs. She's
very busy.
Yeah, I mean, all over the place and creating something different, and something that is so genuinely Aiden though, which is awesome.
Oh, man.
And she's, see her shit, and you're like, "Only Aiden could pull that off."
And Aiden is like. What I love about her is that
she's a man eater too.
Yeah, and she's like no fear kind of thing, and there's nothing you can do with her to her, talk to her about. She hasn't, you know, she's seen and done it all.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like, and she doesn't get she gets the respect from the people that know who she's, but it's like she should get a lot more respect and a lot more recognition for what she does. I mean, they're just
agreed.
She should. I mean, she. I mean.
And she's so raw and has like this this gift for empathy. Like anyone she works with and doing the dom stuff that she does is so incredible. Like she takes a dominant person and makes you not feel, I don't know, it makes you want to like submit to her.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like.
Nah, man, I know somebody that's like that. And, I'm not going to say her name, but this bitch is, she's kind of point to where she comes off as a sub. And she will make you do shit, make you want to do shit. And you think right when you got her, she laughs at you like, that wasn't enough. You're just going to call me a punk ass nigga and just walk out like, you know.
Yes,
fuck
I
you.
Know.
She
doms from the bottom.
Yeah, and that's fucking, it's a special skill.
It
special
is.
Special skill, that lady that I will not, you know. Fuck you.
Player to be named later.
Yeah, yeah. I don't, whatever. The audience isn't around, so I can go ahead and do what I need to do. So we're going to get into a list, if you don't mind. You want to join me for a list? And we will say underrated, underappreciated.
Overrated.
Nah, we're not going to do that because, you know, then you're going to have motherfuckers like, oh, bitch, I listen to your podcast. I'm going to go with, I'm going to have you pick one and I'll pick one.
Yes, I'm going to steal the one that I know we agree on.
Dana D'Armond. Underrated, underappreciated.
Oh, I'm picking... I think Dana is definitely underappreciated.
Yep,
I think, agree. Because I don't want to say underrated, because I feel like everybody in this industry knows that she's a powerhouse. Just for some reason, hasn't gotten the full... full recognition.
That's good.
Recognition.
Underappreciated, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Let's go to another one. She's fairly new.
Go ahead.
Casey Calvert.
Casey, to me, would have to be underrated just because she's still so new. And her porn persona is still hatching its way out.
And anybody, the five people that's going to listen to this podcast, you know, all five of you.
Three of them are this one.
You guys go and look up these girls. You know, look up these girls and see, you know, who they are and find out who we're talking about. Next is Penny Pax.
Oh, Penny is definitely underrated.
Yeah, definitely underrated.
I mean, she's gotten some recognition for her acting skills, but that's not even, like... that's funny because she's such a hardcore gonzo girl.
And she's been at it a long time, like a lot longer than you'd think. And then, but people don't know that.
Right. I agree. Another one, real low-key, is Sarah Chavon.
Oh, Sarah's gorgeous.
I don't know her.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's great. Anal talent. And these are all anal talented girls. You know, we're starting at Spiegler's list because, you know, we have Veruca here. And you're next on the list is right here.
Oh, completely overrated.
Veruca James. Yeah.
Fuck overrated. You.
Fucking bitch.
You waited till we're on the air. Tell me how you really think.
That's crazy. I can't say that this next girl is underrated, overrated, or underappreciated. It's very unfortunate what happened to her. Bailey Blue, Dahlia Sky. I think that if it wasn't for a name change, she would be right where she needs to be.
I totally agree. Bailey was, I'm going to call her Bailey because she'll always be Bailey to me, but Daya yeah, me Sky. Too. But she is an incredible performer, and she is kind of like, she's more of a, not like the down and dirty Gonzo girl like a lot of us are. There's something like really.
I don't even know who she is, honestly. I've never heard of her.
For the five people minus the three people that are sitting in this room. Go look into these girls, and you'll be. She's a Spiegler girl.
Okay. That's she was starting to get her box cover. She was starting to get her recognition. Got sued for her name. Had to change her name, and then all of a sudden.
Oh, she didn't get sued. She didn't cease and desist. Yeah.
And then she stopped. Like it just fell off.
Yeah.
I mean, not that she's. I'm not saying like, oh, she's not working.
Hold on. Can you just come say hi? Just come say hi.
Prove that you're here. Like,
please.
I am really here.
That's Bobby Starr, everybody. She's just, and she's blushing, which means something. I can't talk about it. Gabby. Gabriella Petrovia.
I'm not going to go there.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a different perspective. I think that she's underrated.
She's grown a lot as a performer.
Right.
When I helped her get one of her first scenes for Burning Angel. We both came from the same place.
You mean you didn't have to fuck a person to get the box cover?
Wait, is that why I'm not getting box covers?
Yes.
when they mind freak box covers, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's definitely, I think she's come a long way as a performer. I think the only thing about Gabby that I don't know is, you know, just not even that long ago, she was on ADT talking about how she might be retiring. So she goes back and forth a lot. I'm not sure.
And I think that's the reason why people, that's like a sister to me. And I talk to her all the time, and she was telling me her ideas, and I'm like, just give it another, you know, year or so, and really, because she's also another smart girl. She's been in college, and she can go on and do other things now. The next girl that I'm going to mention is a girl that I really like. She's super fucking nice. She's Spiegler's newest girl. Is Jodi Taylor.
I haven't met her yet.
You haven't?
She's so cute. She's super, like a little button.
Super, super, super underrated. Super underrated. See, when you say underrated, these are girls that do IR. These are girls that do anal. These are girls that do have a good attitude.
She's cute.
That aren't, you know, your
she's
average
young girl.
Girls out there, you know.
They all look the same.
Nah, they don't. We got Bobby Starr over there. She don't look the same. Bitches around here. So the thing is when we say that, we're talking about girls that are all around girls and that are up and coming or that's paid their dues and they never reached that superstar porn persona, so to speak. Who else? Let's see. We're going down the list. We're here with LA Direct now. We're looking at their girls. I would say Tory Lane is very underappreciated.
Oh, yeah, underappreciated.
Very much so.
She was a girl that, you know, in her heyday, she was going hard.
She will eat you alive.
Yeah, she was a man eater.
She was crazy when I shot her. She is literally, so crazy. I looked at her and I went, oh my God.
I had to
and
be her bodyguard.
She owns it. I love it.
I had to be her bodyguard for an event when I first got. Remember, I used to do everything in this industry. I had to be her bodyguard. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to just tear her off as somebody if there's a problem. She could be my bodyguard in this motherfucker.
I gotta, do not hold Tory Lane back.
I got to show you a video I did of her. You'll laugh your head off.
I want to say another one is Violet Monroe. Do you know of her?
I do know Violet. Only personally, though. I actually knew her from Burning Angel as well. But I haven't had the pleasure of working with her. She's
Violet
got those
Monroe.
Big blue
eyes. Right.
She seems cute.
She's very cute. You will love her because photography skills is off the fucking chain. She's another one. Does it all, any color, any type, and for some odd reason, she just doesn't get that light.
Yeah.
Doesn't get that light at all, and I'm like, dude.
I think she dropped off for a minute, and she's coming back now and coming back strong.
She dropped off to be a mom.
Yeah.
She dropped off to be a mom, and, you know, just like I said, I'm all for parenting and, you know, having kids, you know, you know, people that I find very special that I feel unappreciated. You
look
know.
At those googly eyes over
Bobby. Yeah, I know. I'm just looking at her. She's so awesome.
So embarrassed.
Are you proud of me? Do you see what I have going on now? You don't
I'm
even.
So proud of you. Yeah.
That's a, we'll talk. Do you want to talk in the mic and tell everybody you said that? Because this is
you've got your girl voice. Right.
I got my vagina voice.
I just want the whole world to know how proud of Mind Freak I am, because I have hired him to be a PA, to be a driver. I have seen him from the beginning to. This is definitely not his end. To the middle.
Exactly. I've watched his climb to mediocrity. Yes.
Awesome. And you were one of the people that knew. You knew. Because she could second this. She used to call me. Bobby used to call me and say, I'm stuck. Now, this is a girl who has degrees. This is a girl that's smart. Like, people don't know that this chick, Bobby Starr, has a fucking. I'm going on Bobby. This, can we change this? This topic?
Exactly.
It's all about Bobby.
It's
all about
Bobby. Mime loves Bobby.
It's a love letter.
Right. And I have a. You have degrees too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the thing is, it's like when I've all around girls that I feel are underrated, underappreciated, these are girls that are smart, that have a brain, that have, right. you know, a fucking plaque with a certificate in and right. say, motherfucker, I'm better than you. And she used to call me for advice. And I'm like, this is how you should do it. This is how you should do it. And she listened to me for the most part. And, you know, there was some times where I wish I could have been more involved. And she had her team. And I said, okay, that's cool. Maybe it's because I'm black.
It was because you're black.
But she did talk me into helping her move for free. It was a joke. I said,
sucker.
I said, yeah, baby, all you got to do is feed me lunch. And I'm there. And that's all I got that day. And I'm like, cool.
But it was a good lunch.
I almost had to beat up a bum, a homeless guy.
Moving from where to where? Not here. I don't know.
No, I don't remember.
Was it from Silver Lake to Silver Lake at that time?
No, it was actually from, you guys loaded it up, all the furniture. I was only there. I met you at the storage unit, and that's where.
Oh, that's right.
Right. And then we moved some other shit. And some bum, almost beat up a bum, and it was the craziest thing ever. It was fucking hilarious. Come to find out that the guy lived there in the storage unit. It was like so fucking funny. I want to go ahead and give a shout out to people that also I feel underrated that I didn't mention earlier in the show is Liv Aguilera, Jessica Ryan, Aaliyah Love, our other co-host, Tori Ivano. These are girls that are underrated that you need to check out. Just like I said, girls that do all colors, because, you know, some girls are like, I don't do IR yet, but you fucking them, and you're doing the athlete thing, and you're doing a rapper thing, but you won't fuck a nigga on camera. ain't that a bitch? Underrated MILF is India Summer.
Oh, agreed. I absolutely love India.
I just came across her picture, and I'm like, holy shit. Nikki Delano, she's another one that's underrated here. And I see some other names that I feel is underrated, but I don't like that bitch, so she don't get any exposure. Not from my mom.
That's what she gets.
Yeah, fuck that hoe. Nikki Hunter, I think, is underappreciated. That's another one that's underappreciated.
Absolutely.
I love her. Love her energy. She's not the type to go out there and be talking shit. Let's see. Who didn't get they do that? Well, I guess we're going to have a part two of this. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I'm getting ready to go talk to somebody.
You're glowing.
Right. This is just, see what she did to me? My whole energy came. So, you know, can you come over and say goodbye to everybody, please?
Goodbye, world.
I love you.
What?
I love you, too.
So awesome. That is Bobby Starr. I'm going to have her come back, and we're just going to... One of the most highest paid scenes I ever received, the most coolest scene, was featuring Bobby Starr. For all of you guys that don't know, is it BobbyStarr.com?
Yeah, right. It was, yeah.
BobbyStarr.com was my first job that I got hired.
Did we pay you a lot, right?
Yeah, I haven't. Now, wait a minute. My rate back then that was the highest.
Right.
For just seeing, and I was like, holy shit. Not only, the money wasn't even important. It was like, I filmed fucking Bobby Starr.
Yeah. And that was shot really
that
well.
That shit was
my
great.
My shit was crap. My second camera
that shit was great. So thank you again for that. That was awesome. And you hired me, Mr. Avery. So I'm going to say I'm ending this show off and tell them where you're from. Usually I say, tell them where your ass is. You
know. Tell them where I'm from. Yeah. Chicago. Yeah.
I'm from Twitter.
You can find me.
I'm just all over the place. Bobby Starr's here.
You are just a big puddle of mush right now.
Bobby Starr's here.
All right, guys. Find me on social media at Veruca James, all one word.
And you can find me at right there.
The puddle at Bobby Starr's feet. Right.
B-O-B-B-I-S-T-A. Look, see, she's so fucking great. You can find me, Mind Freak, at Twitter, at Instagram, themindfreak.com. Bitch, bye.